based off of their three reasons, which was the buffer requirements in 6.1, the compatibility and the health concerns of a former neighbor, where they erred upon. The basis for denial on the buffer, from everything that we've read per 6.1, it talks about a revegetation plan provision, which is talking about exterior. It's not even describing the interior wall. I don't know if y'all read that section or not, but as from that, the provisions apply to outdoor features, not the interior buffer wall. Notwithstanding that code discussion of buffer doesn't apply to a common wall, the Board of Adjustments has previously established a common wall as a buffer with 22 other approved nightly rentals in the Branson Creek community. And the PNC has established a common wall as a buffer. The wall between is shared wall, and the yards outside are common property. So we don't own the property that's outside of the building. Therefore, there's no personal private residential property to buffer from. And the villa at 114 Fieldstone was approved for Division 3 permit on this, November, which was after we were denied. And it cited the use of a common wall as a buffer. Therefore, a common wall as a buffer being questioned is not a legal reason that I can see. It is considered common property. And I have a copy of that permit that was approved if y'all need to see it. And then the other reasons, one of them was compatibility. And as best I can tell, there wasn't any reason to deny based on compatibility of this location. Since February 21st, there have been 22 issued nightly rentals permits in Branson Creek neighborhood. And another, like I said, another nightly rental was approved after ours was denied up on 114 Fieldstone Drive. Question the legality of this reasoning, since there have been 21 approved before and one after ours was denied due to an opinion of a PNC board member. Legally, there's an established compatibility. No legal reasons has been established to this in the Taney County Development Guidance Code that we have been able to find. And then the third reason they said they denied it was based off of the health of a neighbor. And per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, health issues is not a legal reason for denial. If this were a legal and binding reason, a person could list reasons why not getting approved would be detrimental to their health, just as somebody being approved next to them. Furthermore, the person who submitted the letter is no longer a permanent resident. I have copies here of their home that's listed for sale, and then I have copies of the one that they've purchased, and they're no longer present in the attached villa. I have a booklet from their realtor as well, from Delisa DeLay. And so the best I can tell, there's no health issues that are legal basis for defined, that are defined in the code. So in summation, the reasons our appeal should be approved are the reasons for denial were subjective with no legal compliance, and we met the provisions of the code for being granted, which was filling out the application for nightly rentals as demonstrated through multiple precedents before the PNZ and the Board of Adjustment. I think that's, I mean, if we got copies of that, if y'all need to see the 114.
I think they were in your.
Yeah, the only thing I don't think we had, Gabe, I don't know that he got a copy of it in time, was, I don't know if it's relevant to you or not. This has the, where they had their house. That's their house listing, and then there's the one that they purchased, basically bought a new house and moved. And that was the attached villa to ours. So.
Okay.
And you have a copy of the 114 Fieldstone that was approved after us.
How long have you owned this property?
A year and a half, something to that
effect. 2 years in March. It'll
2 years. Be. And you purchased it with the intent to rent it out?
Well, we purchased it because my family's had season tickets to Silver Dollar City, and we came up here multiple times and really struggled with finding a good place that we would rent. Some that say they would be nice, and they weren't. We bought it. And basically, the whole purpose of us nightly renting it was to help supplement it.
True.
I'm not planning on getting rich on it. I just hope it would help pay. And that's why we bought in that neighborhood, because we talked to the POAs there who had done the nightly rentals. They actually did all of the nightly rentals at one point in time there in-house. And they said, yes, there's absolutely no problem. Our realtor that we worked with, he has two in that neighborhood that he uses for nightly rentals.
Who was your realtor?
It was, what's that guy's name? Sunset Realty.
Is he your local representative?
He is not.
Who's your local representative?
We haven't gotten one yet.
Well, we have three that we've spoken with.
Yeah, we've spoken to some.
But we haven't contracted since we're not approved yet to use them.
Okay.
And then we spent the first year basically redoing the house. I mean, we've probably got, it's a smart house, so it has security throughout it and automation. And it's not like we bought something to run it down. We bought something to make it nicer, and we've done a lot of work to do that.
Which one did you say was approved after the denial?
That would be the 114 Fieldstone.
There's a copy of it here if you need it.
It'd be this one right here, where the hand is. Third one on the right in the drive. It's the lower part of the screen there.
And if you were to rent it, do you do it yourself? Were you going to use a local representative to rent it, or you just?
We would probably do it ourselves because okay. I have a lot invested in that, and I don't just want anybody to stay there.
Yeah.
And I'll take care of it.
You live locally?
I live 2 hours away in Arkansas.
Okay.
Any other questions for Ryan and Jessica?
I don't understand the health concern that they've brought up. I mean, can you explain that to me?
I believe those folks are here tonight.
To explain that to us?
I believe so.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, best I can tell is they brought a letter from a doctor that said us having nightly rentals would be adversely affect their health, coming in, basically people leaving at any time, you know, during the night. But we get there sometimes at 2 a.m. It may not leave till we leave work, so I don't really know. I didn't see the relevance of that either, but it was addressed as a reason, so we wanted to basically address it as well.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Are there any supporters here for this application tonight?
Yes, this is Alan Cox, and I'm Brian's father. I'm supporting the application. I've looked over the information, and it seems a little arbitrary and capricious to deny the permit based on the reasons that were given. I don't see any basis. I've looked through some of the codes and information that Jessica had, and I don't see a lot of legal basis in the code to support the denial for the reasons that were listed there. That's just all I want to say.
Thank you. I assume we have some folks here that are against this appeal in any particular order. Please come forward.
Hello. My name is Susan Smith, and I live in one of the villas out at Fieldstone. I just want to clarify one thing the Coxes said about Sunset owning a villa in our neighborhood. They do not own any villas. They are a management company, and they manage the majority of the nightly rentals. As far as 114 Fieldstone is concerned, we are thinking of bringing that one up to the BOA because we feel like they did not go by the codes on that one. There's quite a few misunderstandings. I've got a cold, so bear with me. And according to what you see here, as you can see, we can't go back. All of these nightly rentals have been approved, but we can move forward. And just one more makes it even worse for our community. We're already inundated with nightly rentals. And I am wholeheartedly against nightly rentals in our neighborhood. And I agree with the P&Z, where they said they're not compatible to our community. And I've seen firsthand what they're capable of doing. Since they've been approved, we've had vandalism, which we've never had. We've had break-ins. We've had drug dealers staying there. And we've had a lot of questionable people renting the villas. And the people that come there are on vacation. And as you know, they could care less. the nuisance they cause, because they're only there for 2 or 3 days, but we live there 24/7. And yes, we have called the police. We've contacted the management company, which is Sunset Nightly Rental. We've emailed planning and zoning, and the problems may be stopped at that moment, but it just starts over again when the next renter comes in. So it's a never-ending cycle. And this is a residential community. I would say 98% of the people that live there are retired or semi-retired. So you can only imagine what we have to put up with. It's unreal. All we wanted to do was to live in a neighborhood where we all know each other and we can help each other out. And with all the crime that's going on in Taney County, it would be nice to have a neighborhood watch. But that's impossible when you have that many transients coming in. You don't know who they are. There's strangers out there every day. And I totally agree with you, Mr. Boone, when you said on November the 15th, regards to a nightly rental, pertaining to that particular neighborhood, you said, I don't want to see this neighborhood destroyed. And I hope your thoughts will be the same for our neighborhood. As far as the buffers are concerned, it's a thin wall that separates the two villas, and it's not soundproof. And the P&Z commissioner expressed concerns about this, and I totally agree. Tom Gideon, which is one of your commissioners, was my general contractor that built my villa. And if he was here, he would testify that I made many complaints about the noise from the adjacent villa. I even had an engineer come out to see how much it would cost to soundproof the common wall. It was way over my budget. And at that time, there was one person and a teenage girl living there. And they tried to be quiet, but you can't be quiet. You can hear chairs moving, you can hear TVs, vacuum cleaners. But I mean, it's doable when you have 2 or 4 people there and you know your neighbor and you try to be considerate of the other person. They keep their TV down and we live in harmony. But when you try to put 10 to 12 people that they have approved, the noise level is just unreal. It's just crazy. It's 24/7. And I just want to emphasize the buffering between the two villas just does not work. If you want to live there as a permanent resident, you cannot exist there. And these villas were constructed as single-family homes. They're platted as that. We have legal documents that show that. And how nightly rentals all started up, no one really knows. I know there is nothing that says yes or no to nightly rentals in our subdivision. I think it's just one person's perspective, and it got blown out of proportion. And that's why back in February, we had 16 villas that had all been operating illegally. And they came before the planning and zoning at one time. They were not looked at individually. They were taken in as a group. And to give planning and zoning the benefit of the doubt, I think they were just over-inundated because the past year they had only had 8 nightly rentals in the whole year. And that one night they had over 16. So every one of them was approved. We were blindsided. So as a permanent resident, that's my home, and I want to stay there. But nightly rentals are just running it. We can't use our amenities. They've done so much destruction. I just hope you'll listen to us.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to oppose?
I agree with the, I'm Karen Murphy, by the way. And I agree with the denial that the P&Z is accurate in making on this villa. And the one approved afterwards is going to be brought forward. And there were many mistakes in that. There is a question on the buffer. We won't go into any more of that, but I do have a drawing of the plans, and it is a 10-inch wall with 2x4s and a 1-inch space, airspace. Not good, not good at all. And Appendix H does talk about a buffer that is 25 feet wide. And following that, it says that the P&Z could decide to make